Good afternoon. I'll call to order the House Committee on Consumer Protection and Government Effectiveness. It is Thursday, April 9th. Welcome, and welcome to the students who are with us today. This will be riveting, I assure you. Ask everyone here. There's just like selling popcorn in the corner over there. We're in good shape.
I don't need my no-dos.
Yes, that's good. And neither do they. They don't need their no-dos either. So to start us off, and we have a couple of bills that are going to be carried over. So I'll just say those really quickly, except for yours. So Senate Bill 358 is going to be carried over to Tuesday, and House Bill 3061 is going to be carried over to Tuesday as well. So with that, I will open the work session on House. Do you just want to testify to it, or I guess do I have the work session, even though we're not going to actually do anything anymore? Sanities for a moment.
Sorry. You can open the work session and represent
Maplewood's
and commence the inscription.
All right. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2375, and Wendy will give us a description of the Dash 6, and Representative Nathanson, if you want to come up and give us some more detail.
Madam Chair and members, House Bill 2375 there was a Dash 3 amendment that the committee discussed a few weeks ago that requires state contracting agencies to use a solicitation template in advertising, soliciting contracts in a contract form. It also had requirements related to education and training for staff that would conduct procurements or administer public contracts. And the difference between the Dash 3 and the new Dash 6 is that the Dash 6 is limited to state contracting agencies, I believe, and also has some different requirements for the Office of the Secretary of State and State Treasurer, which I believe Representative Nathanson will speak to. And one other thing to note is that the bill the Dash 6 amendment, after looking at the fiscal impact, has been there's no referral to Joint Ways and Means anymore for the bill.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I'm Nancy Nathanson, representative from District 13. Ms. Simons did a great job explaining what you have in front of you. The Dash 3 amendment made the big change to say that this bill, instead of asking a task force to study what to do, actually provided the content for what is going to happen. So the Dash 3 was the main thing. The clarifications that we bring to you in this amendment, the Dash 6, so I'm recommending and hoping that you will adopt the Dash 6, does two things. There was an intent really only to cover state agencies, and we needed to clarify that because in one section it looked like we were requiring some things of all public agencies, and that would have included county government, city government, special districts, all sorts of local agencies. And we've clarified that in this other section. We make sure that it applies to state. Just had to add the word state contracting agencies. The second and a more substantive part of this amendment is to recognize that the Secretary of State and the State Treasurer are constitutionally distinct entities. We are placing requirements on the Secretary of State's office and the State Treasurer's office to establish forms and templates. The thought would be using best practices and guidelines that they would see being developed by DAS, that they might see being developed by their peers in other states. There might be national best practices for State Treasurer forms and templates, or national best practices for secretaries of state. They certainly will see those being developed by Department of Administrative Services, but we are instructing those constitutionally distinct entities to develop their guidelines, best practices for forms and templates, and to establish training training and education requirements for their staff who administer contracts. We're requiring that they do it. They may choose to use the forms and templates or the training available from Department of Administrative Services. That's always a possibility. In some cases, they do already use certain other business practices developed by DAS or Department of Transportation or whatever. They may do that because it's efficient or economical or just administratively makes sense, but they are not required since we're recognizing they're constitutionally separate. However, we do require them to exercise those sorts of we're making it clear that we have the same expectations for oversight and accountability. They will just be developing their own guidelines.
Thank you, Representative. Is there any questions for Representative Nathanson on the dash six?
Sounds good.
Yes.
So I know that, if I had been thinking ahead, my notes said that Trisha Smith from OSEA, and I know she's here, had some concerns with some of the, basically, you know, how will this apply to school districts, and does the change to the state side fix that problem?
Yes, Madam Chair and Representative Rayfield, this does not apply to other local agencies. This bill applies to all state agencies. We certainly hope that local agencies will look to the state for best practices now for providing a greater degree of accountability.
Further discussion, further questions? Yes.
So just to follow up on that, now that it applies just state, I would guess it probably doesn't fix the problems for local governments, but does perhaps show a roadmap for the future for local governments. I just wanted to clarify, I think, the question a little bit.
Madam Chair, Representative Holby, I think you stated that very well. Thank you.
Though I'm not sure Representative Rayfield actually heard it, but
he did. I was
no, I did, I did, I did,
I
did.
I just knew I could explain it so much better than you, Representative.
And she did.
Okay, I deserve that one.
Great minds think alike. Any other questions for Representative Nathanson? Okay, seeing none. Thank you. And with that, I will entertain a motion on the dash six.
So, Madam Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 6 amendments to House Bill 2375, dated April 8th, 2015.
Representative Rayfield has moved to adopt the Dash 6 amendments to House Bill 2375, dated 4-8-15. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Or your discussion? Okay.
And I'm assuming we don't need the Dash 3 anymore. Correct?
Correct.
Correct.
Any further discussion? Is there any objection? Okay, seeing none, so adopted. And with that, I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 23. I'm going to carry it over to next Tuesday, and then I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 2375. And with that, I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2578. And I understand that there's somebody here to explain the Dash 3. Go ahead.
Chair Fagan, members of the committee, my name is Michael Burdick with Representative Barnhart's office. I'm his legislative assistant. The Bill 2578, as you probably all recall, the intent was to ensure that Oregonians and their loved ones who are coping with terminal diseases or death of loved ones don't have to pay early termination fees related to their cellular phone service or paid TV service. And the Dash 3 amendment, which you should all have before you, makes just a few changes, mostly technical. It makes sure that the bill applies to cellular phone services as was originally intended. It also includes cable and satellite TV services. And at the request of industry representatives, it does not require that the contracts be rewritten, but just provides that termination fee provisions would not be enforceable in these circumstances. And finally, Oh, two more things. It provides that companies can require documentation that a customer has entered hospice or has died. And finally, it provides for enforcement of this law by giving the Oregon Health Authority authority to impose a fine of $1,000 for violators.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Burdick?
Yes. I just wanted to clarify. Thank you, Madam Chair. You said that the Dash 3s include satellite. I'm reading it, and it kind of redefines cable services to say the transmission of any communication to a residential customer of the service for the purpose of delivering video content to the customer. So for the record, this does include satellite,
even though it's not spelled out. Our interpretation is that it would include satellite and any other providers that provide paid video to a customer.
Thank you very much for that clarification. Is there any other questions for Mr. Burdick? Thank you very much.
If I might just conclude by thanking the committee for considering the bill, and also Richard Kosison with Verizon Wireless for his work.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. With that, I will entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 3 amendments to House Bill 2578, dated March 13, 2015.
Representative Rayfield has moved to adopt the Dash 3 amendments to House Bill 2578, dated 3/13/2015. Is there any discussion? Any objection? All right, seeing none, so adopted.
And Madam Chair, I would move to House Bill 2578 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Rayfield has moved House Bill 2578 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? All right, seeing none, please call the roll.
Representative Holby?
Aye.
Representative
McLean?
Aye.
Representative
Nearman? Aye.
Representative Starr?
Yes.
Vice Chair Bueller?
Yes.
Vice Chair Rayfield?
Yes.
And Chair Fagan?
Yes, and I'm assuming Representative Barnhart would like to carry that bill?
Yes.
Great. All right, with that, I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 2578 and opening work session on House Bill 2664. Go ahead.
Madam Chair and members, House Bill 2664 subjects a university with a governing board or a not-for-profit organization or other entity controlled by a university with a governing board to certain prevailing wage provisions of the Public Contracting Code. It applies the prevailing wage provisions to agreements for a private entity to construct, reconstruct, renovate, or paint an improvement on real property that is owned by the university with a governing board or a nonprofit that it controls. It becomes operative January 1st, 2016. And there was a fiscal statement issued, and let me just check for a second on the referral to Joint Ways and Means. I think that it's not needed.
We'll stand these for a moment.
So, Madam Chair and members, I've been told by the Legislative Fiscal Office that a referral to Joint Committee on Ways and Means is not needed for this bill.
Thank you. And you want to give us a description of the Dash 1?
The Dash 1 amendment deletes a requirement for a university with governing board to abide by statutory provisions requiring the successful bidder for a public improvement contract to execute and deliver a performance bond and a payment bond.
All right. I will entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2664, dated March 19, 2015.
Representative Rayfield has moved to adopt the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2664, dated March 19, 2015. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? All right, seeing none, so adopted.
And Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2664 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Rayfield has moved House Bill 2664 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? All right, please call the roll.
Aye.
No.
Representative Stark?
No.
Representative Holby?
Aye.
Vice Chair Bueller?
No.
Vice Chair Wakefield?
Yes.
And Chair Fagan?
Yes. And I'm assuming Representative Hoyle probably wants to carry this bill, so I will give her that courtesy. And with that, I will close the work session on House Bill 2664. And then give me a moment. It's now that we're entering deadline season, I want to do a quick due diligence before we gavel out to make sure. Okay, so we've dealt with 2375. Okay, so I carried that over. We passed that. And I think I'll just read just out of abundance of caution. Okay, so just to be clear, we are carrying over House Bill 3061 to Tuesday, and we're carrying over Senate Bill 358 to Tuesday. All right, with that, is there anything else for the good of the order? All right. I will close the House Committee on Consumer Protection and Government Effectiveness. Cool. Effectiveness.